Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Mullins. Oh! An impossible catch. Oh, my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher, on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner, my friends, for it must be a Tuesday, but I guess it's always a Tuesday around here. Patrick Harris with you, Joe Fisher to my left, and the big fella over there behind the glass, Will Ortner, doing duty tonight.
Let's go!
That's my Bill Rafferty.
Send it in, big man!
You know, they pass the ball and then they just give it to the big fella. Onions.
No one give me onions, please.
Are you not an onions fan?
I like them on food. I don't like them like an apple.
Oh, well, I don't know many that do.
I know a couple that do. I don't know.
Are you hanging out with Stanley Yelnats from Holes?
Unfortunately, I've got from some weird tasting people. Dude.
Shia LaDouche.
I was teaching that book. At one point,
my oldest and I, we read that.
That's a good time for students and teacher.
My oldest and I, we read that together. She was reading it in school, and so I told her I'd read it with her.
I'm gonna say she's around 6th, 7th grade.
She read it in 4th grade. A lot more educated in Vancouver School District than whatever your.
I'm gonna say I believe in Richfield. It's you're breaking into Holes right before you break into A Christmas Carol. So I think that's 6th grade.
Okay. So it's like right. They learned to read in 6th grade to where my kids learned to read in like 1st grade.
Well, you're acting high and mighty. Which Vancouver school district are you in? Are you going to Bay?
I'm VPD. I went to Bay, so I understand how bad it is. My kid's going to go to Skyview.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's high end.
That's top of the line.
The cocaine there is phenomenal.
I would not know.
Okay, sure.
I only know that from the kids that I met that went there when I was
there. Skyview have that really big auditorium?
No idea.
They all do now, I think. Yeah. But yeah, they have a big one. Yeah.
Bay has a huge gym.
Not familiar with the huge gym, because those upper decks that have basketball courts, those can all pull out to bleachers.
Well, and Bay has the best baseball stadium in, I think, the entire area.
Thank you to the Propstras.
What is the Bay?
Hudson's Bay.
Oh.
Hudson's Bay Fur Trading Company.
Is that their mascot?
No, they're the fur traders. They're the Eagles.
That'd be a cool mascot.
For Vancouver, they are the Trappers.
They are, yeah.
Which is like a
fur trader.
Ridgefield, the potatoes.
Are they really?
Spuds, Ridgefield Spudders.
I don't know anything about
middle school or Vancouver. The tater tots.
No, that's the elementary school. Do you know what they call the preschoolers?
What?
The hash browns.
Are you serious right now? That's adorable.
Yeah, middle school is dumb. They're like the herons or something. keep with the potatoes. Be the French fries.
2A life, dude.
Yeah, they dropped the ball on that. They 100% did.
Will probably spends way too much time on 2A life.
I was at a 2A tryout today.
See?
But it was for your Cougs.
What is all this Vancouver talk?
For my Cougs?
Your Cougs.
My Cougs are 2A level.
I met your new D-line coach
today. Actually, my Cougs are definitely 2A level.
No. No, I like...
We got a 5-star? Came from a 2A school.
I'll tell you what, right now, I met your new D-line coach and tight end coach.
Are they 8 on 8?
They're 11 on 11. And I'll tell you right now, those guys are some straight shooters. I like them.
I like the new regime coming in, but also Wazoo football is dead, so that's cute.
I don't know. Rodgers, he's got a good crew. I liked him. I really did.
Cool.
I'm so confused about everything being talked about right now.
Well, when you find out that Wake Forest is a better job than Wazoo, yeah, we out.
Is it, though?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's in a real conference.
That's true.
The ACC is not begging for Tulane to join their conference.
Wake Forest might be the worst football school in that conference.
ACC
though.
Is not begging for UTSA to join. Grand Canyon in basketball.
I'm looking at a list of ACC teams right now. Wake Forest very well might be the worst football school in the ACC.
Cool. They're in the ACC.
Yeah, but so was Cal and Stanford.
So was Vanderbilt for a while, and they beat Alabama.
I'm just saying,
they were the worst in their conference.
When was the last good year for Wake Forest? It wasn't too long ago, actually.
Chris Paul.
It was like, we're changing sports now.
I was going to say, is that like Jay Baseball? Cutler? Jay Cutler's Purdue.
Vandy.
Oh, you're right. I knew it was one of those bad schools that's black and like gold.
Smoking Jay Cutler, he went to Vanderbilt. They got the best college basketball stadium, though. It's the elevated court.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
So what were you doing? You were mingling with the Wazoo coaches today?
Yeah, they're looking for some co-eds or what, dude?
No, they're hitting the recruiting trail right now. They're out visiting.
Ridgefield's a hotbed.
Not Ridgefield. They were in my hometown.
Oh,
they're in Hawkinson.
So Hawkinson.
How is Will...
all the rich kids live out there now instead of Camas.
How's Will Ortner shoehorning his way into this, though?
I wasn't shoehorning my way. It was... One of my players.
Your player? Are you an agent all of a sudden?
No, I coach.
You coach what?
I've been coaching the O-line over there for like the last couple of years.
What school?
Hawkinson.
Oh, how about that?
Don't look up the record. Don't do it. Don't be mean
to me. I'm doing it.
Don't be mean to me. We won a state title not that long ago.
Well, listen.
He wasn't there, but they did not too long ago.
Those seniors were my sophomores. Without my leadership, what would they have been able to do?
They would have never gotten there.
Without me, we won the first playoff game. Without my leadership, what would they have been able to accomplish?
Will, baby. that's a rough 2024-2025 slate there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Does it have the scores?
No, I can find that.
Okay, look at the scores. Because it's the record is a lot worse than what it really was.
Yeah, a lot of one-score games, 10 points against Columbia. You're losing to Columbia River?
Yeah.
And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
No, we're going to break down every single Hawkinson High School football game. That's what the Hot Corner has become now that I'm here.
Oh, God.
Fife really gave you a whooping.
They were ranked at the end of the year.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week.
Watch listenership just plummet.
Well, it didn't start anywhere, so that's a good thing.
I don't know.
Somebody asked me the other day, what's the monetary value of your show? And I said, I'm pretty sure we lose money. My mom doesn't even listen anymore.
I was going to say, well, take how much you get paid every year and put a negative next to that.
Yeah, if it makes you guys feel any better, I get paid more than both of you.
For this role, yes.
Well,
yes.
Joe's at zero, so that helps.
Yes.
That is true.
That's a big swing in the average there.
Yeah. Say, this
Joe
is,
does this out of the good of his heart.
This might be the first time that I'm not the least paid.
You are not.
That's right. My payroll comes out of a different budget on the spreadsheet there.
But sometimes I see your name on TVs. Nobody even knows that I work here. So at least you got that going for you, Joe.
What are you talking about?
Well, sometimes on the TVs, it's like,
oh,
it's like Joe sold more than anyone this quarter, and we love Joe.
Well, that hasn't shown up at any time soon.
Clearly, he's not selling this show.
No, I think we've already been over this. If I were to power rank everything as far as what to sell, this would be a throw-in on a package.
What would you say you do here?
This would be like, hey, and if you want, you can sponsor the Hot Corner if you want. They're like, no.
Fair or foul, brought to you by the bum that I almost hit in my car.
Yeah, most of them are like, no, we're fine. We don't need to sponsor that show. It's all good.
Do you get asked if you still do that podcast?
Oh, you're still doing that, huh?
Yeah.
No one's asked me that.
I got asked today. Do you still do that podcast? And I'm like, do you mean live terrestrial radio?
You mean Beers on Us?
That thing's been dead for half a decade.
You haven't lived until you have a sixth grader critiquing your job and them telling you, why aren't you in podcasting yet?
What do you mean? I have a sixth grader at home.
Are they critiquing you? Have they asked you why you're not in podcasting
yet? I come
yet?
Home and they're like, really? That sweatshirt? And I'm like, wow, I can't even get dressed.
They're so mean. They're brutal.
Brutal. They're brutal. Absolutely brutal. Hello, Will.
Hi. Good to see you.
I'm happy to see you.
Buck asked if we were doing the Hawk Corner.
The Hot Corner?
Hawk.
The Hawk.
Hawk 2 and spit on that thing.
Dude, she could be dead.
Yeah, we haven't seen her in a while.
Hawk 2 is dead?
Oh, man. She created like a crypto coin, did a whole pump and dump scheme, and she hasn't been heard from in like 2.5 months.
I like the concept of pump and dump with Hawk 2.
Yeah, it fits.
I have a question, though.
It all tracks.
With all of those, like Taylor Mathis did the same thing where she like pump and dumped, and basically everyone has their own coin now. I think even Trump has a coin.
I think I saw.
My name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al.
He probably has a coin.
A coin called Dingers.
At one point, if you start a coin and just say you're going to do a pump and dump, like, is that illegal?
Like, hey guys, buy this.
This is garbage, but do it.
Buy
it. And then we out.
And then hopefully you get out before I do.
I saw Ezekiel Elliott also has a new coin as well.
Didn't Kayvon Thibodeau do that?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think he bought an NFT.
Definitely sounds like
it was an NFT.
He would do.
I think he had NFTs. I still don't understand them.
Monkey pictures, right? It's monkey pictures, I believe.
So you know how there's, I don't want to get too much into this because we're already up against it, but like, you know how there is like, okay, there's boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, but there's this like weird cross section of Gen X and millennials that some of us want to claim to be Gen X because we kind of missed out on that millennial boom, but technically we were born in that millennial era.
This is me with Gen Z and millennial.
Okay. So you feel the same thing. This is where Gen Xers are going to get exposed as true Gen Xers, is that I don't understand NFTs, crypto, or anything like that. So that makes me the boomer of the millennial, which probably makes me Gen X.
What? I feel like we just did algebra.
No, I actually get exactly what he's saying, because technically I'm Gen Z. I'm 1997, so 97 is the first year that's technically Gen Z.
But you feel more millennial.
But I'm more millennial because everyone else that I knew that's like older than me.
Because of nepotism and stuff like that.
Like it's millennial. Yeah. Like I went through, like I had a Razor as a first phone. Most, you know, Gen Z kids had an iPhone as a first phone just because that's what it was when they came along a couple years later. So,
God, you guys are so Sigma.
Dude, don't bring that in here.
I don't even know what that means. Boomer alert.
Yeah, it's...
I don't even know what it means.
Boomer alert.
They all say it.
You're not fluent in brain rot yet, Will?
I tell them to shut up.
Hey, do you know what this thing is?
Oh, that means steal second.
Is that what that means? Do you guys know what that means? My kids do it all the time.
It's what the Rizzler does. He gets his chin and then I
do that and they like die laughing.
I believe it's
mewing.
Who's the Rizzler?
The Rizzler?
Jim Carrey in a Batman movie?
He's like a really fat, obese, like 8-year-old. He's awesome.
No, what he's singers.
What he's Italian.
Yeah, he does kind of look like Alfred D'Elia or Albert D'Elia. No, he's showing off his jawline because now that's apparently the thing with the kids where you want to have this very distinct, defined jawline.
Oh, I can't find my jawline because it's buried in the triple chins I got going.
That's why they were buying those like little ball things that you could chew on to strengthen your jaw.
Like a Buzz Ball?
It looked just like a Tide Pod, but it's pretty much... Apparently it doesn't pop.
I'm done with this. Oakley Doakley. We got a baseball show for you tonight. There's a lot to get into. Top of the 8 o'clock hour Hall of Fame vote came across. We'll look at 2026 real quick for fun, but obviously there's a little bit to chatter about this year's inductees. A lot to get to as well. What else do I have on the list, Joe? Paul Skeens. Skeens on the sheet.
Paul Skeens, Dodgers, rest in piss. we hate you all.
The Dodgers have more starting pitchers than the entire American League Central.
We got some Hall of Fame stuff to get to. You already mentioned. Yep. I was going to say that, we can do the 2026 preview right now.
Nope.
And we're done.
And we're done.
There is nothing after this year, it seems like.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
So stick with us. But when we come back, Patrick would like to pay tribute to a legend, to one of the greats to ever do this, as we've been off for a couple weeks and we haven't had the chance, and I will give you some love. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
718 Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. I have them on my page, Will, just in case.
I've found them. You're the only show with them where they're at.
I just want that made clear. Well, hey, blame the guy who's throwing up right now.
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying every other show, they're at the very top.
That is, that's normally the case. But again, blame the dude who thought he could trust the Jack in the Box on the corner of, was it 22nd and, Thurman or whatever it is up there in Northwest.
Is that where he got it?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he had it yesterday in the studio with him. It was either that or the Dutch Bros, but he gets that all the time. And, yeah, I don't know if you've been to that Jack in the Box. I think I probably dodged food poisoning 8 times from that place.
Oh, I've eaten that place many times.
I know.
Never food poisoning.
Oh, every time I get it, I'm like, this could be it. I start sending texts. Love you all.
I love you, Mama. Yeah. Tell my mama I love her.
Is everything okay?
Tell my mama I love her.
Maybe. I just had a Jumbo Jack, so we'll find out.
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
You will not catch me eating one of those god-awful tacos, though. Regardless of
tacos.
What Jack in the Box
is.
Oh,
I love those
they're
tacos.
They're so good.
No,
totally worth
they're
it.
Not.
I love those tacos. My friend, speaking of things that I love.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
We lost Bob Uecker. I had some conversation with some friends, and we decided that the three goats of play-by-play baseball go Vin Scully 1, Dave Niehaus 2, and Bob Uecker 3. Something just really fun about Bob Uecker.
Well, I
we
think
thought, it, go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, I think it's probably just because of his acting career, especially his contributions to the movie Major League.
I think
that kind of gives him a little bit of a nod to that top three, possibly number one.
I think we looked at it like no one tells stories like Vin. Nobody tells stories like Vin Scully.
And
that's the guy.
And what?
Yeah. And that's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
Yes.
Like, Vin tells stories like nobody else. Niehaus we loved because Niehaus was full of emotion. Break out the mustard and rye bread, Grandma. It's a grand salon. Like, you know, like he had that emotion. And that's what was so great. Bob Uecker's a straight comedian. That guy's just comedy. Not just Major League, but like calling Brewers games. They asked him, they said, you know, somebody in an interview with Bob Uecker said, hey, man, like you as a player, dude, like you only batted like 175 in your career. And Bob Uecker said,
200.
202 runners in scoring position. And like that's the guy Bob Uecker was. Bob Uecker called games last season. Like this guy did it. He played in the 50s. And still called games last season. I saw this amazing stat from him. He played in a game against a team that was managed by Casey Stengel, who managed in the 20s. And last year he called a game with Juan Soto on the field, who was signed till 2039. That's over 100 years of baseball that Bob Uecker spans.
That's generational, generations, many generations. God, that's old.
When Major League Baseball turned to the point where when you had MLB TV, you could watch the video, but turn on the radio calls. I do that for the Guardians because I love Tom Hamilton. I would do that with Bob Uecker just to listen to Bob Uecker. You know, because the Brewers would always play a noon game on a Tuesday. And I could watch that at home doing nothing. And I would just say, well, I mean, if I'm watching the Brewers, I might as well throw on Bob Uecker.
Fun fact about Bob Uecker that I never knew. In March 1987, he was at WrestleMania 3 as the ring announcer.
Yep.
For Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Yep, and there's a great promo. There's a great promo before of him interviewing Andre the Giant. And at the end of it, Andre the Giant puts his hands around Bob Uecker's neck and chokes him. And Bob Uecker sells it. He goes, ah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that clip before.
It's hilarious. And I, you know, as a wannabe baseball historian, and Larry Stone, if you're out there listening, as a wannabe baseball Hall of Fame voter, like, I love to pay homage to some of these important dudes that go. And Bob Uecker is one of the greats. One of the best, one of the absolute most fantastic. And I don't know if, you know, with Vin gone and even John Sterling retiring and Niehaus is gone and now Uecker's gone, I don't know if we're going to get guys like that anymore. Tom Hamilton is great. I know I'm biased when I say that as a Cleveland fan, but Tom Hamilton's going into the Hall of Fame this year as the Ford Fick Award winner. But I don't know if we're going to see guys like Bob Uecker anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like they're so old. I mean, I'm
but
trying
it's
to
not that. I'm talking about the entertainment value of these guys.
But again, I'm trying to think of, again, who's calling games right now on radio for teams. I don't know every single radio play-by-play guy for every team. So who is of that ilk? Like, is there anybody that is kind of on that upper echelon, that, again, sort of generational timeline as far as being able to be an announcer like those three guys? I mean,
Sims, there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
No, he's not allowed to ever be on that list.
He's back. He's on the side of you.
Yeah, he's C-dub guy now, where he doesn't even deserve that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the way media is right now, you know, everybody wants to be Joe Buck. You know, Joe Buck is or a Bob Costas. Those are the penultimate baseball guys. And they do it with class. They do it with structure. There's not a lot of bias, although if you ask me, there's a lot of bias. But there's less emotion. It's more about, you know, it's kind of like what we say about the referees. Like, if you know the referee's name, that's a bad thing. And I kind of feel like announcers are kind of saying, if you know their name, that's a bad thing. And I think in baseball, that's not how it should go. I want to see these guys. I want guys that have a ton of emotion and say crazy things like,
that's all we got. One damn hit.
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening anyway.
I stole that line from Bob Uecker. You know, people say, oh, it's the hot corner. I'm like, who cares? Nobody's listening. That's great. Yeah. And the contribution of Major League, almost all those lines are all ad-lib.
I'm going through a list of some of the on-air play-by-play guys in MLB baseball, and it's rarefied air, man. It's really hard to find someone that is in that ilk of those three that you named.
And I think there's guys
sort of like, it's a passing of the torch, passing of generations, in a sense, that Bob Uecker was the last of a dying breed.
Now, what did I do wrong?
He's still kicking.
There's John Sterling, but John Sterling is like number two, Derek Jeter, and that's not as exciting.
Just
as.
A bit outside.
Well, and he's not doing every game anymore. Like, they're just running him out there.
No, I'm just saying. I just wish, you know, there and you. Pass that on to other sports. There's still no.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
You know, like, we need more of that. I've always been saying this. I'm waiting for Barstool or someone to finally get some sort of licensing deal to call games. And somebody sits there and they're like, you know what? That's a bold bleep call. I think that guy's a bleep and bleep.
Barstool did it. It was bad. It was rough.
Well, because they had the wrong people.
Right. You gotta have a special person. I don't.
But if, like, Andrew Dice Clay came on and started breaking down an NBA game, I might listen. I think he sucks.
Didn't we already try that with, what's his name, Dennis?
Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
But he can't, like, drop F-bombs.
No. Listen, what's that one dude, Bob Menery, got all famous because he was doing that? He was
the,
like,
fake ones, yeah.
Yeah, the fake calls of him cursing and saying stuff, and I would love it, but... yeah, I don't think FCC will ever approve of that.
Thanks,
Janet's nip.
Streaming, baby.
Yeah, get it on the old
YouTubes. Love Kirk Herbstreit to be calling a Thursday night game and be like, look, Al, that guy running down the field is a bitch.
I would like Kirk Herbstreit.
You know, like, that would be amazing.
I would like Kirk Herbstreit to stay away from football broadcasts in general.
Do you think it's because, like, the people of that ilk, right? You go Niehaus, Vin Scully, Uecker. they weren't really taught how to do it. They just did it. Yeah. They went out and they used their own personality where, you know, I mean, Joe went through it at Oregon. I went through it at Central.
Wazoo.
Right? Like, you go through those journalism classes and what do they teach you? They teach you to not give bias, right? It's more about the voice itself than necessarily letting your personality show. So maybe it kind of gets taught out of people. Like, I really like Ian's kid.
Ian.
Thank you. Noah Eagle.
Noah? Dude, that guy's got some chompers.
I like
He's
Noah
no
Eagle.
Ian Eagle.
I like Noah. But I don't think that Noah shows a personality, really, aside from
Ian
the
doesn't
one.
Doesn't either.
Neither one of them do, but they have great voices, so they are where they are. I almost wonder if, like, that personality-driven stuff has been taken out.
I'm really into that Collinsworth kid. His son.
Jack?
I'm joking.
Okay.
That guy sucks.
It's a good thing Jordan isn't here. He'd have a full-on nepotism meltdown right there.
All right. Well, that's it. That's it.
My heart!
I have waxed poetic long enough about the great Bob Uecker. Rest in peace. We lost him a couple days ago.
He's a bit before my generation. You know, I know that I was hearing some of the other shows talk about how he would go on Johnny Carson all the time.
Johnny Carson said nobody ever made him laugh harder than Bob Uecker.
See, and he's just like, what play-by-play guy has ever had that sort of relationship, that sort of cachet with the entertainment industry like that?
Yeah, the answer might be Vin Scully, but it's probably Bob Uecker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't remember Vin Scully in any movies having good lines.
No.
And, I mean, this Bob Uecker is one of a kind.
Don't sleep on Major League 2. That one's really good, too. And he's really great in that.
I need to go back and watch he's that really all the great. Way through.
All right, when we come back, Roky Sass, my boy Sass.
Oh, my God.
Has found a team. And I think we all play for this team now. So we'll get to that next. But first, we'll throw it over to the big fella.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All four. All eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches that close?
Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into the Hall of Fame vote, take a quick peek at 2026, and talk about some stuff like, is it cooler to be your first year, or is it cooler to be your 10th year? I feel a trend coming on. So we'll get to that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk about Livy Dunn's, dude. And would you take the deal? Plus, fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Will Ortner on the ones and twos today. Thank you for joining us. It's time to talk some real stuff here. Roky Sass, as I like to call him, Roky Sasaki, he has chosen a team. And, you know, I think there was a while where I actually thought he wasn't going to pick the Dodgers. I really did think that. I really thought he was looking at other teams. And then it was like, dude, you're smarter than this.
I never really...
You know when you make that mistake and you're like, dude, come on, man. You're smarter than this.
Yeah, but there was never really a feeling in me that made me really sway towards another team where I'm like, I don't know, man. I think the Giants, I don't know, the Padres, the Yankees, I think they're going to be going hard after him and they might be able to swing. It just seems like the Dodgers are just getting whoever and whatever they want, and there's no reason for people to say no right now. It's like, wait, you're going to pay me over the next 40 years, and we're going to win every World Series for the next 10? All right, sounds good.
Roky Sass is going to get paid $760,000 next year.
How much?
$760,000.
Oh, because he's getting $7 million for the next 15 years after he retires?
He is technically considered an amateur international free agent, meaning he comes with 6 years of club control and earns a rookie salary in 2025. Got a $6.5 million signing bonus. So that deferred money and stuff, man, that doesn't count here.
Mm.
He is literally on the cheap.
And I was reading some today about how he stayed away from getting Tommy John surgery a few years back, and he didn't want to risk a potential career.
They told him he should?
Yeah, and he said, I do not want to do that because I don't want to have a potential career risking surgery that could change things dramatically, and especially when I'm trying to go make money overseas here soon that I don't want to chance that. So.
And then the next year he had like the best season of his career.
Yeah. So, but
do you think if he goes out with a Dodger rotation, he's like, yo, you guys are buying, right?
Oh, for sure.
Shohei's like, not me. I only make $2 mil, dude.
Yeah.
I only make $2 mil.
Let me
year,
show
dude.
You my paycheck.
Go talk to my boy Yamamoto, dude. Yoshi, he's got the tab. Tyler Glasnow's like, hi, kids. Can I hang out with you?
Or they should ask the Dodgers owner. You see him giving $100 million to the wildfire relief.
What a great guy.
It's better than
go
what
Dodgers,
the...
Go blue.
It's better than what the LA teams did combined. Do you see that?
I love when you see billionaires who are like, I'll give $5 million.
It was 12 teams, 12 LA teams, and they're like, yeah, we'll give you guys eight. It's like, wait.
Genie Bus is like, here's 10 bucks.
800? No, just eight.
She might not have 8 million.
Really?
They're not super rich.
Genie Bus?
She owns the Lakers.
Yeah, it's one of those
it's
where
not that
it's
profitable
it's
nowadays.
Like, no, Hank Steinbrenner's a little cash-strapped right now.
She's cash poor, essentially. She's cash poor, similar to Davis.
She
Mark
doesn't
Davis.
Have a lot of liquid assets.
Yes.
She's sitting on, assets, just not liquid.
So if you're cash-strapped but you got liquid assets, how do you change that?
No, she doesn't have liquid assets.
It's what she owns.
Oh, well then how do you change that?
You sell it.
How's it like, yo, I own the Lakers, and Joe's like, you're buying dinner tonight. It's like, actually, my card got declined.
I am at
Starbucks today.
Why do you think that Mark Davis eats at P.F. Chang's all the time?
Moths flying out of her pockets.
I just assume Mark Davis eats at P.F. Chang's because he's Mark Davis.
Yeah, he's got no money.
Hey, he likes his Chang sauce.
Hey, man, I ain't got no money. I can't afford P.F. Chang's.
Neither can I.
He's got more money than I do.
Can't even afford P.F.
Roki Sasaki, huh? What just happened there?
Roki Sasaki sits in this Dodger rotation of Yamamoto, Glasnow, Snell, Ohtani, and Sasaki. I have to imagine that there's no pressure on him, right?
A lot less pressure than Yoshi. I mean, you are kind of
you
like...
You think Yoshi has the most of them?
Well, I think just the timing of it. It's like Yoshi was the first Japanese player pitcher to come over.
$300 million.
Yeah.
$325 million, I believe.
That'll do it. and then, the next part
and
is...
And then God, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, it's like there is a bunch of other guys on this team where it is going to make him kind of easy to... Oh, God, I'm seeing the bottom line here. Dodger strike deal with Kirby Yates, one year 13. It's like, come on, dude. Yeah. Wait, I'm getting a call from the L.A. Dodgers. They want to sign me, too. Okay. But, yeah, way less pressure on him. You aren't coming in with a fat contract like that. It's very high reward, low risk, I want to say, because of that. If it doesn't work out, whatever, you're not spending a fortune for him. And if it does and he throws a 2.1 ERA and is just as dominant as people expect him to be, then great. Worked out well.
I'm curious if you
have the pressure for him. It's got to be nice coming into this team because, yeah, there's going to be eyeballs on you to perform, but it's not going to be like, all right, man, we put in a lot of money into you, and you're going to be our ace one day. They're hoping that he can be their three or four for the next 5-6 years, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of interested in when it comes to Roki. Like, if you've got him under control for 6 years, it's kind of like the Shohei thing. Like, the Angels had him. Once they got him, they had him for years. Is Roki just setting up to be the big chip to move? Like, if Roki comes out and has a 2.5, 3.5 ERA at the deadline, and you really need somebody because he's cheap, is he expendable? Or is he truly the future post-Blake Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, the older guys on the big deals that are going to be really hard to move? Does Sasaki become the big chip that allows you to maneuver if you really need to? Say Mookie goes down, or say Shohei goes down, and you need a big bat in the middle of the lineup. Is Roki the guy that you can dangle out there because he's so cheap?
I guess. I never thought of that as that, because they are so... have so much talent on this team that do you get to a point where you can leverage him to build up your farm system a little bit more down the road? But I can't imagine that you are acquiring this guy to have a half season with him to see what he can do and then use him as leverage. I mean, if you get a half season of him playing as well as what we're saying, like 2.5 ERA or something like that, sub three, he's just dominant, then the Dodgers will probably sign him to something long term. Like, I don't think you're bringing him in and convincing him to play for LA just for, you know, a short amount of time. I hear what you're saying. Like, you can, you know, if the season doesn't go the way that you think, if you're down a few guys and you're at the trade deadline and you're 500 and it might, you know, Shohei or Mookie or Freddie or whoever the hell is, Glasnow's out for the season, and you're
Michael,
like,
Conforto goes down, you got a big gap in left field.
Yeah, man, that's tough. Then I see what you're saying, but again, I think that they're going to base what the future looks like with him off of what they see this season. Now, if he gets at, I don't even see them getting rid of him after one season if he gets just absolutely shellacked in the first year.
He's so cheap. There's no reason why you would.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, what if I told you that he is one of 13 starting pitchers for the Dodgers?
Including me. That's what the offer was for.
Oh, 14. Yeah. One of 14. Joe's going to throw.
You don't want to see my junk, all right?
You know, part of me kind of does.
Oh, it's nasty. It is nasty.
Yeah. You just draw a nice warm bash. Some Cavathier.
It is some nasty stuff.
Then you put it in. All right, when we come back, what do you make of this? What do you make of this? We'll do that next. The Hot Corner, Teddy the Fan. Hall of Fame coming up at 8 o'clock. Plus, at the bottom of the hour, we'll do Fair or Foul, a Will Ortner or edition of that. Plus, we'll chat a little Paul Skeens and a little fun. Thank you. Shout out to all those of you on YouTube.
All zero
of you. Happy to have you. I look great today.
I think we have two viewers right now, and it's you and me.
Sick, dude.
I went to go check the chat.
Not even Will's on the YouTube.
No, I'm watching right now. I'm just under the 1080 one.
So wait, we have negative one viewers?
We have negative one viewers right now.
If you don't count us, how does that even work?
Like I said, my mom doesn't even listen.
We owe YouTube money.
I thought YouTube was free.
Isn't that funny how your family, who's supposed to be your biggest supporters, don't listen to anything you do on this station?
No, not at all.
I've told them to stop listening.
I don't know.
I think I could quit this job and my mom wouldn't know for a decade.
I think my peepaw, Fisher Jr., he listens on Sundays. But I've told him multiple times, I was like, you know, Patrick and I were on Tuesday nights. Oh, Patrick, I love Patrick.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's Tuesday night, you know, you can watch it while you're at home.
Tuesday I was busy.
Bam!
Jeopardy.
Ripping up a rotisserie chicken. My hands had grease all over them.
According to the roster on ESPN, I came across this on Reddit, which is the only social media that I partake in these days due to obvious reasons. Somebody posted this. According to ESPN, there are 13 starting pitchers on the Dodgers. And actually, this came out
14
before Roky Sasaki. So the answer is actually 14.
Right here, baby.
These are the guys on the roster that technically count as starting pitchers. Edgardo Henriquez, Kyle Hurt, Landon Knack, Michael Kopech, Dustin May, Bobby Miller, Evan Phillips, River Ryan, Emmett Sheehan, Blake Snell, Gavin Stone, Alex Vesia, Justin Robleski, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I did not say Shohei Ohtani or Tyler Glasnow. This team is stupid.
Well, to take one away, Kopech isn't really a starting
pitcher. I missed this. There was two screens. Landon Knack, Edgardo Henriquez, Tony Gonsolin, Tyler Glasnow, Landon Knack, Dustin May, Bobby Miller, River Ryan, Emmett Sheehan, Blake Snell, Gavin Stone, Justin Robleski, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Roky Sasaki. That's 14.
Not enough, in my opinion. I think you need more. I think, 14 starting pitchers. If your pitcher isn't pitching – If he's pitching once every 3-4 weeks, you have a problem. You need to figure that out.
Bobby Miller pitched last year as a starter. Gavin Stone pitched last year as a starter. Dustin May's coming back, ready to rumble. Tony Gonsolin, a postseason hero. Those aren't even in the rotation. Do you think you can move these guys around into bullpen leverage modes? Or are these the guys that start games because someone's hurt? Or you want to give an off day? Because let's be real, Shohei's gonna need off days. He's not going to be a full-time, every fifth day starting pitcher, right?
No.
No way.
No.
So insert Gavin Stone?
Landon Knack? Insert, I mean, some of these guys, there's no way.
Insert
that,
Bobby Miller, but Gavin
some of these
Stone
guys and, are not going to be on the
But Gavin Stone
day
and Bobby Miller threw starts last year. Clayton Kershaw's not even on this
okay,
list.
Okay, let's go through these like one by one. Edgardo Henriquez.
Okay, out.
Not happening. Landon Knack.
Okay, out.
Next one on Dustin May.
Dustin May is going to start. Roster resource. Fangraphs has him as the sixth starter.
Bobby Miller, yes. River Ryan.
I love his name, though.
Yeah, cool name, but sorry, I don't need a country album from
you. The big questions for me are Bobby Miller and Gavin Stone. Those guys threw massive innings last year. Clayton Kershaw's not on this list. That's three bona fide starters that don't fit into your top five. To add to Tony Gonsolin.
God, I totally forgot they got Blake Snell, too.
I know, it's easy to forget. And May's coming back. So you got five starters that would start on a majority of teams in this league that don't sniff the top five. How do you manage that? How do you deal with that? What is the game plan going forward? How do you keep Gavin Stone fresh, who was pretty good last year for the Dodgers? Bobby Miller is one of their biggest pitching prospects because they only sign free agents these days. How do you get those guys enough innings to be ready to start when you need them in case of injury, off days, etc.? I don't know the answer to that. Is Dave Roberts truly about to show me that he's the greatest manager since sliced bread?
Again, this Justin Robleski guy doesn't even have a picture on ESPN. That's at least, I've eliminated at least four of these guys.
Okay, so the answer is still nine.
Yeah, it's...
And Kershaw's not on the list.
Well, I mean, is Kershaw even going to play this year?
Yes, of course he is. He's going to just be, he's going to be dude waving the flag.
I don't know. You're going to trade some of these guys. Some of these dudes are going to just be, as far as, sixth, seventh, eighth dude. Also, Dodgers' track record over the last few years as far as starting pitcher goes, there's going to be three or four guys consistently out.
I'll give you.
That's probably why they have so many starting pitchers. It seems like they have someone go down every other week. As soon as one guy comes back, another one hits the IR, and then another one goes with him for 15 or for 10 days, and then the 60-day guy comes back, but then he got two guys go on the 10-day. Like, starting pitching, there's part of me that doesn't blame them for getting 12 starting pitchers ready for the season, possibly 13.
Joe, I'll give you Gavin Stone, Bobby Miller, and Dustin May for Jackson Holliday.
No. No.
Three starters.
Yeah, I know.
Three ready-to-go-now starters.
I'm good.
On a team that has zero starters.
Did you see what he did once he got called up for the second time?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I can also predict what those starters are going to do. I think you got signed with the Dodgers. I think I'm about to get signed for the Orioles.
Dude, it's
you're a better athlete than me, so you deserve the Dodgers.
Good, fun, young squad. I hope you enjoyed out there.
Dude, clubhouse guy.
Over in the Chesapeake Bay.
Gym rat. First in, last out.
You got to trade some of these guys. Some of them have got to be either converted to bullpen, or some of them are just going to be happy to.
Where in the bullpen with Blake Treinen and Kirby Yates?
Are they
about to get Josh Hader? Is Emmanuel Clase going to L.A.?
Nope. Actually, my phone.
Kenley Jansen. They get Mo out of retirement. You might have to.
Well,
get out of jail first.
Your favorite manager can't F this up.
He can't. No, he can.
No,
he can for sure F this up.
I don't think he can F this
up. Dave Roberts can for sure F this up.
I don't think he can. That's a tall task.
Tito wouldn't F this up.
Yeah, they have a billion pitchers. Mm-hmm. It's like the half their 40-man roster right
there. They had to figure out some moves to get Kirby Yates to sign.
Yeah, and he's not even on this list.
Yeah, I know.
My God.
All right, we come back. We'll get into the second hour. Loaded way to get there.
I do like the top comment. If you have 13 starting pitchers, you have 5 starting pitchers.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
We come back. We'll get into the second hour. A lot to get to. Paul Skeens, rookie card. What would you take to get that card out of your hands, plus fair or foul at the bottom of the hour? And we'll start off with the Hall of Fame. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner. Tenet the Fan.